Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Yes, her name is Sheila White.
Okay, go ahead and transfer her over. Thank you. Hello, Sheila?
Speaking.
Hi, Sheila. My name is Shireen and I will be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, I would.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I did not.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with
Yes.
another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And were you yourself or someone you loved diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And who would this be in
Okay,
regards
and then
of?
they finally diagnosed you on.
Myself.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And do you happen to know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you have?
I think it was called diffuse B cell lymphoma.
Diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. And how are you doing now?
I'm fine. I'm
Okay, I'm
cancer
happy.
free.
Okay, I'm really happy to hear that. I'm gonna try to get through this as quick as possible. I know it's a little difficult to talk about it, you know. So with that being said, I did want to ask you, have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what year or when what is the date that you received your diagnosis?
It was in 2012, in February of 2012.
Okay.
And
And how
then
old were you when you were diagnosed?
you got diagnosed in
61, I
February
think.
of 2021.
Okay.
When did you
And
stop
where did you spray Roundup? Was that for
using
home or work?
home?
Okay. And do you have the address of where you used it?
Yes, it was here. My present address, 7946 South Green Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60620.
Okay, so I have 7946 South Green Street in Chicago, Illinois, 60620.
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much. And you said that is your current address as well?
It is.
Okay. And then did you happen to have any colleagues, neighbors, anyone like that that sprayed Roundup around you? Any loved ones?
It sprayed it around me.
That also
Not
used
that
Roundup.
I don't know. I don't know. I know I
Okay.
used it, but I'm not sure if anybody else used it.
Okay, no worries. And then if you had to estimate, how many years have you used did you spray Roundup for?
I guess that's 12, 14, 14 years.
Okay. And then have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more in your lifetime?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
Okay. The following questions are going to be yes or no's. This is based off your past and present medical history. Did you ever have HIV or AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease or organ transplant?
No.
Hepatitis B or C?
No.
Epstein-Barr, lupus, or arthritis?
No.
Diabetes?
No.
Cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
No.
And a family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And then can I get your first name? Is it Sheila spelled Sheila?
It
And your last name, is it White? White?
is.
And do you have a suffix in your name?
A.
I'm sorry, say that again.
A.
A?
Oh, you said suffix.
Suffix.
I'm sorry.
No worries.
I misunderstood. No.
Okay. Was the A for your middle initial?
It is.
Okay, so we'll do Sheila A as in apple White. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Email.
Okay. And are you currently married?
No, I am not.
Okay. And can I get your full social, please?
337-443255.
Thank you so much. And can I get your date of birth?
November 28th, 1951.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
And can I get your height and weight?
5'2", 165.
Okay, and can I get your email?
swluvna@aol.com.
Okay, so I have swluvna. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what was that?
AOL.com.
AOL.com. And then for your phone number, I have 773-988-4775.
Correct.
And is this your cell phone number, your home number, or both?
Bill.
Okay. And then when did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
When I went to the doctor and he did tests and told me that I had my biopsy showed traces of Roundup. That's when I learned.
Okay, and how long ago was that?
That was in 2012.
Okay. So right around the time you were diagnosed? So roughly around February 1st, 2012, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay, March 1st, 2012.
It was in February of 2012.
I'm sorry, what am I saying, March? I put February. February 1st, 2012.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And then if you had to estimate a number, how many times a year did you use Roundup?
I used it 2 or 3 times a month.
Okay, and did you use it every month out of the year?
No, I only used it during the summer months when I took care of, when there was weeds out there during the summer months.
Okay, so roughly around 9 to 12 times a year?
May, June, July, August, September.
Okay, 4 months. So
what is that, 5?
That's,
okay.
Or sorry, okay, you said 2 to 3 times a month, correct? Just want to make sure I did that math correctly. And then you said, did you start at May or June?
I started in May.
May? Okay,
usually
so May to
May,
September.
It gets warm here, yeah.
Okay, so that would be roughly around 10 to 15 times a month.
A year.
I mean, 10 to 15 times a year. Thank you for clarifying. I'm so sorry.
Not a problem, dear. No problem.
If you had to pick a number between 10 and 15, what would you say is more of an accurate estimate of how many times a year you used Roundup?
Probably 10 is probably is closer than the 15.
Okay. And then did you spray Roundup?
How many months did we say I used it?
5 months.
How many months did we say we used it? Oh, 5 months.
Yeah.
Maybe 15.
Okay.
I don't know. 10. I guess 10 is good.
Okay. And then did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed in your life?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. And then what month and year did you start spraying Roundup?
Oh, the month that I started. Probably in May. May of 98. I don't know why I keep saying 2012. I started in 98. I ended in 2012.
Okay. What month did you end in 2012?
In February. That's when I stopped using it, in February.
February? Okay. Alrighty. And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And then where did you apply it and how big of an area was it applied? You said you applied it residentially. Was it like the front or backyard, the size of the yard?
My backyard.
Just your backyard?
My backyard. Yes.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm the state that you used the product in was Illinois?
What?
And then I do a couple of these questions are a little bit repetitive, but I'm required to ask them. What was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
Okay. And did you use, how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it directly through, you know, home landscaping?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it all the time?
All the time.
Okay, and if you had to estimate...
I did it.
Okay, and then if you had to estimate, how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your entire life? If you had to guess a number, or estimate a number.
Okay, 5 times 2 is 10 a year, and I used it for... 98 to 12 is 14. So,
if you used it about 15 times a year and you used it for 14 years, the math on that would be about 210 times. Does that sound correct? Or did you have more exposures than that, or less exposures? Hello, Sheila. Hi, Sheila. Can you hear me?
Okay. Who's your diagnosing physician?
Hello, Sheila.
Yeah.
Hi, Sheila. This is Shireen on a recorded line. I think our call got disconnected. Yeah, I could not hear you. Okay. How many exposure? So you want to put 140 down for that question?